flowing cynicism. Miles Stimpy fixed another drink as he stared out the window. Cars passed on the road. He watched them from his vantage point. Parked beside a moldering hippie van, it's slowly becoming organic itself. And to his left, a rusted out green station wagon containing a sad-faced dog. No telling when your master's coming back, thought Stimpy, over a long drag of Jack and Coke. He checked his watch again. It should be in about 5 minutes. Time for a puff or two. He reached for his pipe and Bic lighter. The radio broadcasted news of strange lights being sighted over several Mexican cities. And finally, his obsession walked out the door of the factory where she worked. Dawn Evans, what a girl. She didn't see him parked far off in the shade. He grabbed his camcorder and began filming. Tight blue jeans, dark blue sweater, long flowing root beer colored hair with red highlights. Just the perfect tits and ass. Miles would sell his soul for her love. In fact, he's been studying anything occult that he can get his hands on. But no contract as of yet. His camcorder had a super clear, sharp, ultra zoom. He filled its screen with her sultry camel toe. His penis began to warm and expand slightly. This is perfect. As she goes across the parking lot to her car, she ends up with her back to him. Oh fuck, what a great ass. Miles ached to rub his crotch into it. Ached. Ached. She unlocked her door and got inside. She drove out the opposite side of the parking lot towards Pumpkin Street. Miles filmed her car and license tag, the whole thing. When she was out of view, he kissed his shiny new camcorder and put it in the passenger seat beside him. The best $400 I ever spent, he tells the reader. He started the car, flipped a cassette into the stereo at random. Turned out to be the soundtrack of A Clockwork Orange. With a sweet grin on his face, he drove homewards, rubbing his penis through his jeans on occasion. He had met Dawn at a party. He was stunned by her face, a sweet, honey-soft angel in his bloodshot eyes. They shook hands and talked a bit, but she was there with her boyfriend, a half-mulatto goth gangster with a corncob pipe, a stovetop hat, and two eyes made out of coal. She freed herself from Miles' lingering handshake and joined her boyfriend at a table, filled with other goth gangsters and laughing teenage cuties. He drank and stared at her the rest of the night. Got very sick later and went to bed. Thoughts of her had him shaking his snake with one hand while guzzling cheap wine with the other. She had told him her name and where she works. Seemed friendly. Seemed shy in a so cute I could fuck her for at least the rest of my life sort of a way. And that goth boyfriend of hers, what does she see in him? The dude has blank, coal eyes that no doubt burn fiery red when angry or turned on. I would like to kill him right now. But she might resent that, he thought. and he was just a jelly soft friendly freak. He would probably break down and tell her he snuffed goth boy, damn it. Back to the here and now. Miles drove his drunk ass home and rewound the videotape. Home consisted of a nice second story room, a mile and a half past the city's main bar area. Hard to sleep at night sometimes because of all the revelry. He drew the curtains with a giddy paranoia and hooked up the camcorder to the TV. There she was. Good lighting, crisp close-ups and all. Miles unzipped himself and drew out the tube of love from his clothy confines. He pulled his hands across its silky smoothness and imagined again her handshake, only this time her shake shook his penis as it clicked erect and surged with primal joy. Oh God, to rub it all over that face, and for it to smile sweetly, shyly, the camel toe scene was now showing. Yes, yes, yes. Miles pulled faster, arcing his back to allow better flow of spiritual delirium energy to course through his brain. His exaggerated drunkenness numbed his genitals enough for a long, endless tug. The video rewound and played back again and again. "I need more footage," he told the empty room, laughing with hilarity as he exploded into pure pleasure, pure white light. Chapter 2, How Murky of You. Miles woke on a Tuesday morning. No work today. So he got out of bed and stretched nakedly to his living room / bedroom. His other room was the bathroom. The kitchen existed only in his distorted dreams. He watched the tape a couple more times over a breakfast of a couple chocolate donuts. That love-like chemical in the chocolate doing voodoo in his mind. Miles flicked on his computer and connected to the internet. He went to the People Finder search engine and typed in her name. The completed search read, Don Evans, 164 West Jasper Street. Telephone number 896-1469. Click here for the map. Miles clicked on the map, and a screen showed directions to her home came up on the screen. He printed the map out and studied it religiously. He spent a couple hours surfing for porn, trying to find girls that looked like Dawn. A couple at least had similar bodies, and he saved all the pics he found to his hard drive.